Now, it would be a great help if I could have some helpers. There's a nice red carpet, and I think we might be able to break a record as to how many children we can fit on about 2 meters squared. So, do you want to come on up and sit down here, please? There'll be lots to be involved in, and you'll be able to see much better if you're up here. Well done. And you need to be facing me, okay? That's it, facing me. Fantastic. Well done, everyone. Here we all are. What fun. Now then, I am going to... Well done, everyone. Wait for the last few. I'm going to start by asking a question. I want you to put your hand up if you have got a favourite soft toy. Have you got a favourite soft toy? Grown-ups? Okay, not many of the grown-ups. But we've all got favourite soft toys. Now, keep your hand up if you gave your soft toy a name. Did you give it a name? Now, some of you might know that me and my wife, Lucy, recently had a little girl of our own. And she has some toys of her own. And I thought I would just introduce you to some of her toys, okay? This one here is pretty much my favourite. I don't know what she thinks of it. This is called Mr. Z-Man, okay? I don't know why you're laughing. It's a perfectly reasonable name for a zebra, okay? There he is. Let's put him down here. This one, well, we came up with a very original name for this one, Bunny, okay? So there's Bunny. This one here is, this one's Lucy's favorite, and this one is called Bugman, okay? And there he is. He's a bug, and he kind of flies around. Now, when we have our own soft toys, we love to give them names, don't we? But do you know, when you were first born, your mums and dads had to figure out what they were going to call each of you as well. And we had that when we had our little daughter, Emily. So do you know what we did to come up with her name? We started with A, and we thought of all the names we could. Then we went to B, then we went to C, all the way through to Z. And then we called her Emily, which begins with A. So we didn't need to worry about going all the way to the end. But did you know something about names? Most of the names that we have also have a special meaning. Okay, so we discovered after we'd called our daughter Amelie that the word Amelie actually means work, which, as it turns out, is quite a fair description of what it's like having a new baby. So it was quite appropriate. But what we're going to do now is we're going to have a little competition to see if you can work out what some names of some people I think you'll know mean, okay? So can I invite my volunteers up to the front, and we're going to kind of squish in some of the gaps up here. Fantastic. And if you could just hold these up so that everybody can see. I think that was right. Oh, so we don't give any away here. Okay, and one for that. Okay, now, so the competition is, you've got to guess what each of these names means, okay? The options are going to be up on the screen. I'll read them out to you as well. So let's start, shall we, with Will. Here are the options. Crafty, protector, champion, or small and quiet. Okay, now hands up if you think the name Will means crafty. Okay, anyone out there? Hands up if you think it means protector. Few people. Hands up if you think it means champion. Hands up if you think it means small and quiet. There's a lot of wishful thinking out there, I'm afraid. Okay, let's reveal the answer. It is protector. Let's have the next one, which is Katie. Okay, here are the options. Pure, beautiful, disorganized, or brave. Okay, hands up if you think it's pure. Okay, quite a few people. Hands up if you think it's beautiful. Oh, that's nice. Hands up if you think it's disorganized. Hands up if you think it's brave. Okay, let's reveal the answer, please. The answer is pure. Okay, let's have the next one. The next one is Dave. Here are the options. Gentle, no brains, loved one, or generous. Let's have hands up for gentle. Okay, hands up for no brains. Oh, that's a bit mean. Hands up for loved one. And hands up for generous. And the answer is? Oh, very good. Okay, let's have the last one, which is Heidi. Here are the options. Strange. Helmet. Seek, as in Heidi seek. Just in case you didn't get that one. One for the grown-ups. Okay, or nobility. Hands up if you think it means strange. Okay, hands up if you think it means helmet. Hands up if you think it means seek. Hands up if you think it means nobility. Okay, let's have the answer. In the presence of nobility. Okay, now here's a question for the children. Can any of you tell me when Mary and Joseph had their baby, what name did they give their baby? Can anyone tell? Okay, well done. Hands down, hands down. I think everybody knew that one, okay? Here it is, Jesus. But did you know that the name Jesus, just like these other names, has a special meaning? It actually means something. Now, does anybody know what that is? Go on. Okay, that's exactly what it means. It means God to the rescue. You see, when God gave Jesus his name, he wanted to make sure that it helped us to know exactly what it was that Jesus had come to do. You see, Jesus had come to rescue us. And so God gave him a name that meant God to the rescue. And in just a few minutes, after a few songs, we're going to be thinking through more about how Jesus came to rescue us. So what I'm going to suggest is that we go back to our seats for now, and my volunteers go, and we'll come back up in a little while. Thank you. Okay, we're going to need everyone back again. Let's see if we can have... If you didn't join us the first time and felt like you were missing out, come and join us as well. Fantastic. We're going to be doing lots of stuff on the big screen, so you'll see much better if you're down here at the front, okay? You'll see much better if you're down here at the front. Okay, any more for any more? Fantastic. Now, I've got quite an easy question to start with, just to test your memories, okay? Can anyone remember what the name Jesus means? Okay, yeah. God to the rescue. Well remembered. What we're going to do is we're going to put it up here so that everyone can remember nice and easily. God to the rescue. And just to... Oh, look, rescue needs rescuing. There we go. Just to make sure we remember it, should we all shout it out? Jesus means God to the rescue. But I reckon that you probably watch maybe a few things on TV or a few films where you have superheroes who have to come to the rescue as well. So to help us think through what being rescued is like, we've got a little competition again, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to listen really carefully to some famous theme tunes. And I want you to see if you can tell me which superhero is coming to the rescue, okay? Grown-ups, we might need to help out here, okay? If the youngsters don't quite get it. So let's have our first one. Okay, listen again. Okay, does anyone reckon they can tell me what that one is? Yeah? Captain America. No, not quite Captain America. Yeah, over there. It is Superman. Okay, here it is. Superman to the rescue. Okay, let's listen in for our second one. Okay, just... That's too difficult, that one, isn't it? Does anyone know that one? Yeah? Scooby-Doo, okay. Everyone loves Scooby-Doo, don't they? Here he is, Scooby-Doo, to the rescue. Okay, let's have our next one. Oh, you didn't even wait till guests came up. Everyone seems to know that one. There's not much that Mr. Barnacles can't sort out, is there? There he is. Octonauts to the rescue. We've got one more. Shh, listen very carefully. Okay, Danger Mouse to the rescue. Now, the thing about all of these favourite superheroes is the reason we need them is when we are in some kind of danger. Okay, so maybe it's because your house is on fire. Okay, and if your house is on fire, then you need Superman, don't you, to come and fly down and rescue you, okay? But maybe it's because there's a robber or a burglar or some kind of criminal, and that's what you need rescuing from. And if that's the case, well, you're going to need Scooby-Doo to come and solve the crime for you, aren't you? But maybe the scariest thing of all, you're going to need rescuing from a spider, okay? But whenever you need some kind of superhero to come, there's always something that you need rescuing from, isn't there? Now, we've got one more theme tune to listen to. This one's a little bit quieter, so I want everyone to be quiet. Listen in, see if you can tell me what this one is. It is coming. Okay, that was the last one. Okay, listen. Shh, shh, shh. Can anyone tell me what that one is? Okay. Shh, shh, shh. It was Away in a Manger. Okay. Now, it doesn't sound quite as exciting as all those others, but do you remember what we saw? That the name Jesus means God to the rescue. Okay, and this, this is a manger. So the question is, how was it that a little baby had come from God to the rescue? Because the thing about these superheroes is they're all really cool, but they're not actually real. They're just made up. But Jesus was really born, and his name meant God to the rescue. So the question we've got to ask is this. What was it that we needed rescuing from? What was it that Jesus came to rescue us from? Was it a burning house? Or was it some kind of robber? Or perhaps even spiders? What was it that Jesus came to rescue us from? Now listen very, very carefully, because I'm going to read out again a verse from the Bible that we just had read that gives us the answer of what Jesus came to rescue us from, okay? Listen carefully, and I wonder if you'll be able to tell me the answer in just a moment. An angel appeared to Joseph, and here's what he said. You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will rescue his people from their sins. Did anyone spot? What was it that Jesus came to rescue us from? Yeah? He came to rescue us from our sin. Okay, let's pop this up here. Now, some of us here might know what sin means, okay? Sin is when we say, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your commands. And you know, this is a very serious thing, because the Bible says that all of us, even if we're very small or much older, have this problem of sin. So God says to us, we're to be generous and to give things to other people, but quite often we just want to keep things for ourselves, don't we? God says to us, we're to listen to our parents. But often we're too busy playing on our iPads, aren't we, to listen to what they have to say. God says we're to be kind to other people, but often we're mean And I'm afraid that's often true of us grown-ups as well, as we know all too well around Christmas time, when we find it very hard to get on with each other. And God says all of us have this problem called sin. In each case, we say, shove off, God. I'm in charge. No to your commands. But the Bible says that this is really bad news because it leaves us in big trouble with God. Because God made us. And it's quite right that he tells us what we should do. And we ignore him. And that means actually that we deserve not to be his friends, but to be punished by him, to be in big trouble with him. But you know, the fantastic news is that at Christmas, God came to the rescue. And Jesus came to rescue us from this problem of sin. He was born in a manger, but can anyone remember what happened right at the end of Jesus' life? What happened right at the end of his life, Melody? He died. And do you remember, he died on a cross. And that is the fantastic news of how Jesus came to rescue us. You see, the thing about Jesus, he didn't have any of this at all. He was perfect. He never sinned in his whole life. But when Jesus went into the cross, he got into big trouble with God. And it makes us think, why did Jesus get into trouble when he did nothing wrong? And the answer is, he took all of your sin and all of my sin himself. And so Jesus got into trouble with God instead of you and me. In fact, he died for our sins. And that's the best news in the world. Because it means that instead of being in trouble with God ourselves, we can be best friends with him. And you know what? That's why Jesus really is the best present that we could ever get at Christmas. Now, put your hand up if you're hoping to get a present at some point this Christmas. Okay. But the thing about presents is you only get to enjoy the present if you do what, first of all? What do you have to do? You have to open the present, don't you? And in order to enjoy everything that Jesus has come to us, we have to kind of open the present. And to do that, we have to do two things. I've written them on here. I wonder if someone can read it for us. What does that first one say? Yeah. It says, admit. You see, if you're in danger and you need rescuing, say, from Danger Mouse, first of all, you have to admit that you're in danger. Otherwise, you're never going to ask him to come and save you, are you? The same is true for Jesus. You have to admit that you've got this problem called sin yourself so that you can actually then come to him. So that's the first thing you've got to admit. Here's the second thing then. Can someone read out this one? Yeah, over there. Okay, it says ask. We then simply have to ask Jesus to forgive us and that his death on the cross might rescue us from our sin. Now, does anyone want to open this present for me? Well done, boys. You can do it at the front. Let's see what's inside. Well done. And it's a little baby Jesus, because he really is the best present we could ever have, because he is God to the rescue. Now, maybe you will get a new toy this Christmas that you have to give a brand new name to. But I wonder if everyone this Christmas can try and remember what the name Jesus means. Should we say it together one more time? Jesus means God to the rescue. Well done, everyone. I'm going to finish with a prayer. So should we close our eyes and put our hands together and let's say a prayer. Dear Lord God, we thank you very much that you sent Jesus to come to the rescue. We admit that we have sinned and not gone your way. But thank you that you loved us so much that you sent Jesus that we might know you and be your friends again. Thank you that he came to rescue us. And we pray that this Christmas that we would both admit our sin and also ask Jesus to forgive us and to rescue us. And we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Guys, you have been brilliant. Well done, and you can head back to your seats now.